Chapter 4. I shook his hand. He smiled across the booth at me in a fashion that I'm sure fooled a lot of people, but I could see the coldness in the aqua blue eyes, which were half-lidded, and made his gaze seem casual when it was heart attack serious. "She's a wonderful singer, your wife," I said. "Indeed she is." The British accent was light, but there, a touch of class that went well with his lilting baritone. "Friendly, too. But I don't want you to get the wrong idea, Mr. Cornell." He leaned back, smiled on half his face. He'd blinked maybe 3 times since sitting down. "Angela's a big girl. We're separated. She goes her way and I go mine. Though I maintain an interest in her welfare." "Didn't get your name." "Jack Gibson," I said. Cornell folded his arms and the smile widened, though it had no warmth. "And what brings you to my part of the world, Mr. Gibson?" "Not this part of the world, his part of the world." In about half a second, I processed the following. He wouldn't have sat down casually to chat up a stray paddle wheel patron, and as a nearly ex-husband, he had no reason to check up on or protect his wife. Meaning he was, for whatever reason, suspicious about me. I'd been noticed somehow, and if I trotted out the veterinary med's shtick right now, I'd soon be dancing in the parking lot with 2 or 3 of his satin vest bully boys before he even got around to blinking again. "Are you always this attentive to your guests, Mr. Cornell?" A black waitress in an afro wig delivered him 3 fingers of what looked to be scotch over 2 ice cubes. He smiled, said, "Thank you, darling. Drinky poo, Mr. Gibson?" "No, thanks." "That'll be all, darling," he told her, kissed the air in her direction, and she smiled and walked off. He watched with admiration, his smile genuine now. "Boobs like cannonballs," he said, and shook his head, eyes darting up. "You believe it? Wants to be a grade school teacher." "Mine were all prunes." "Community college student, huh?" He gave me a sharp look and said, "You pick up a lot, don't you, Mr. Gibson?" "What were we talking about?" "I was asking what I'd done to deserve the mass's attention." He chuckled at that. "You're here alone. You've been here since around 9:30. You've had a meal alone."